Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Been looking forward to this great debate for quite a while. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. If you're new around here, we do something called the Great Debate on Wednesdays. And this is one we've kind of had a little bit in the back pocket, Perloff. And sometimes we loosely base this stuff on the news. And I think the news sort of this week was just the glow up for the Kelseys, especially Jason. It was kind of like the Jason Kelce show on Monday with Philadelphia and the whole thing. So with that in mind, let's get to it.
The Great Debate Series.
Okay, the great debate today. Who is the funniest athlete of all time?
Ooh.
The funniest athlete of all time.
We have to also state, obviously, humor is subjective. What one person finds funny, another person might not find funny. But
Does
I think
that have that, to be stated?
Yeah, I just feel like people are going to argue like, no, this. When people try and prove funny, I always think they sound kind of weird. You know, like, no, scientifically, this man is more laugh-generating than the other. Often we'll debate, like, who's the greatest left-handed power hitter? Like, you can bring a lot of metrics to that. Funny is a little different. But if I get started, I mean, it's going to be nice to win the poll on this one because I'm going to take the easiest choice and probably the most famous personality in sports right now. Charles Barkley is easily the funniest man in sports. Let's hear a little from Sir Charles.
They're going to put Alex Lynn on Joker, I think, more because I think his size. I would put Alex Lynn on Joker a little bit more.
Alex Lynn doesn't play for the
Pro. I mean, what's Myers.
Myers Leonard.
Myers Leonard, my bad. Hey, listen, all you white folks look alike to me. Get y'all Myers Leonard.
Just the man who gets on TV and says, hey, what'd you think of that first half? Well, I wasn't really watching. I was actually watching Gossip Girl on my iPhone.
I think he watches like Chicago, all those Chicago shows.
Is that what he's doing?
Also, especially on the Tuesdays, when they do the Tuesday inside the NBAs.
Charles Barkley, not only is he funny, he's proven you can be excruciatingly honest and people will respond. And, you know, I obviously owe Charles one for my fame because of the time I stole his hat when I was a teenager from a golf driving range in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Apologized many times, reached into his Mercedes convertible, which is crazy. I've never stolen anything in my life, but he was my favorite player, and he's even better as a personality, Charles Barkley.
It's a great one. We're asking who is the funniest athlete of all time. Now, my selection is not so much based on his actual playing days, but he used that to get a lot of humor throughout his career. The funniest athlete of all time is Bob Uecker.
Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant. Rookie sensation Ricky Vaughn on the pitch now. You can close the book on Kelder.
Vaughn. Thank God.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
Bob Uecker in Major League obviously stole the show, which is hard to do from Charlie Sheen and Tom Berenger and Willie Mays. I was going to say Wesley Snipes. Hey, he
Willie Mays Hayes.
From Willie Mays Hayes, of course. That real character.
Actually was Willie Mays.
From Omar Epps, and who took over
We're not talking
Mays
about
Hayes.
The sequel. So obviously that's a movie, but I went back and listened to Bob Uecker's Hall of Fame induction speech. When I tell you, guys were literally crying tears from laughter in his speech when he said things like, I had a great shoe contract and glove contract with a company who paid me a lot of money never to be seen using their stuff. You know, he had the great line of, you know, a manager once broke it to him gently that he was cut from the team. He came up to me and said, there's no visitors allowed in the clubhouse. I mean, just zinger after zinger after zinger. I knew my career was over in 1965. My baseball card came out with no picture. Like, he just had so many of these. Bob Uecker's the funniest athlete of all time. EJ, go ahead.
I'm actually laughing just from those four.
Watch the Hall of Fame induction. It's brilliant.
Okay, so those are two excellent choices. And when Perloff took Barkley, I knew this was going to be a tall task, but I needed someone who can go band for band with him in terms of the absurdity of his broadcasting career. Maybe not quite funny when he was playing, but when he became a broadcaster and basically became a spokesperson for the Dallas Cowboys, Michael Irvin became a different animal.
Tonight, right here in Dallas, we see the dawn of a new day. The beginning of a new age. And a time where the Cowboys will rightfully regain and take their proper spot among kings. Do you hear me? Regain and take their proper spot.
That wasn't funny at the beginning and then weirdly got funny.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
It may be chemically enhanced. I'm not going to deny that when it comes to some of these Michael Irvin
might
bits.
Be.
But look, when you become an internet meme, I think you definitely deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore if it comes to funny athletes. And the Michael Irvin, whether it's this video, whether it's the I'm not nervous, I'm just saying, I mean, he's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very few people like Michael Irvin. I talked to Perloff earlier in the show or before the show. He was like, well, is it because more of his intensity? I'm like, yes, and that's what's funny. Because it's like he has no self-awareness at how crazy he sounds and looks when he goes on these speeches. Like, he did one just a couple years ago for my beloved Miami Hurricanes ahead of a game against Florida. And listen to this.
We don't care. Welcome to your damn house. Put our foot on your throat. It's that not your damn heart. And that's what we're about to do. Come on. We are going to stand up.
I mean, there's no self-awareness to how insane he sounds when he does these clips. I mean, Michael Irvin, he's become kind of a national treasure. I know he has a lot of off-field stuff that isn't the greatest, but I think in terms of just the absurdity,
yeah,
I think Michael Irvin deserves to be on this list, and he's my pick.
So the great debate today is who's the funniest athlete of all time. Nico, go ahead.
So I went with a guy whose play on the field created a lot of controversy in terms of whether or not he's a Hall of Famer, but I don't think anyone can debate that Eli Manning is not hilarious.
Are you Eli Manning?
Nope. I'm your worst nightmare.
Top three best SNL skit ever, right?
Yeah.
Eli Manning, Little Brother Association. Beating up Big Brothers.
Yeah, taking out all turning the tables on the older brothers was an all-time sketch.
But Nico, I mean, it's interesting. You clearly chose Eli over Peyton, and I kind of agree. I think Eli is so sneaky, right? He's under the radar, quiet, humble. Peyton's in your face. I would vote Eli in that one.
Well, let's get to Andrew Bogish. The funniest athlete of all time is who?
Wow, shocking. Perloff's wrong. and Nico's too young to know the other original funny Manning brother. Now, I will tip my cap to Maggie, probably has the best choice here. But Peyton Manning has produced the single funniest thing any athlete has ever done on stage or screen.
All right, now I'll kill a snitch. I'm not saying I have, I'm not saying I haven't. You know what I mean. Whatever. Kids in the
There's no Little Brothers Association if there's not Peyton doing United Way PSA, pelting kids with footballs, tattooing a kid, using a kid to pick up a hot blonde, and saying, I might kill a snitch after trying to steal a car with kids. This is perfection. And he was good in it. Eli's funny because he's doofy Eli. Peyton actually could be in a sitcom. Peyton's the funniest athlete ever.
Shout out to Cooper, too. Everyone calls the funny one. Peyton and Eli are like, Cooper's the funny one. We're just here for the ride.
just being nice.
Yeah. Now, Cooper is a wild trip. Cooper is actually, in real life, insane.
The best part of that Peyton Manning United Way is the tagline. They said, raise your children so Peyton Manning won't.
Yeah.
It's a great line. All right, so there you go. The funniest athletes of all time.
Can we do some honorable mentions? I think there are some obviously big names we left off here. To have Charles and not Shaq feels a little wrong.
You know, listen, Shaq is hilarious. Like,
yeah,
Shaq,
he's kind of in that. I feel like I get Shaq because I have Charles Barkley, too. No? Is that?
What? No.
No, what are you talking about?
Is that the same person that I mean, Nico's taking Eli and Bogus is taking Peyton Manning, then no, you can't have two guys who are not related.
Kind of have
They're
both,
not
though.
Laurel and Hardy.
They're as close as we have in today's modern society. I had a weird one. Zlatan, I see, is on a lot of lists.
Yeah.
Zlatan Ibrahim, that dude should be a stand-up comedian. When he would come on the Dan Patrick Show, Dan would cry laugh for 10 straight minutes. He is insanely funny and so bizarre.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic is very funny, obviously, soccer player, but I think he gets a little help by the accent.
Yeah, well, but that's an act, right? He probably has a perfect accent. He's doing a Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah.
But I also thought
Zlatan Z's, Zlatan Take.
Yeah, kind of.
But I also thought he was a jerk, too. Like,
the worst.
Right. He was taking shrapnel on a Champions League broadcast yesterday because he's like a consultant for AC Milan, and he was at the game, and the announcer was like, oh, he's back from, he was on some kind of, at some kind of course, and the guy was like, it wasn't about self-awareness.
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
Yeah. That's
Zing.
A funny
yeah.
He's got a great autobiography, too.
Really?
Zlatan. Yeah, a great one, if you haven't read it yet.
He came on the Dan Patrick Show, and he said, I want to come to America and spread my seed so there are mini Zlatans everywhere.
Was he Pat Boyle?
He's married, too. But he was just going on and on.
He's married his
egomania, it's a complete bit, right? He refers to himself as Zlatan.
Is it a bit, or is it become a bit?
Is
it started in a real place?
We'll never know. Question is, who's the funniest athlete of all time? That's our great debate. Dominic already weighing in from San Francisco. Dominic, who's the funniest athlete of all time?
I'll have to agree with somebody on your show. It's definitely Peyton Manning.
Thank you.
That'd be Andrew Bogus.
The funniest sitcom of all time is Modern Family, and they could have picked anybody they want, and they picked Peyton Manning.
I don't remember the Peyton Manning on Modern Family.
Well, they probably had about 10 other athletes, though, over the years, to be fair.
He taught the little kid how to throw a ball.
Okay. So, yeah, Dominic, I think Peyton Manning is known to be the funnier Manning, without a doubt. In the chat, people are agreeing. Delta saying Peyton is funnier than Eli. Travis saying Peyton, better quarterback and funnier. P. Maddie says they should be grouped together. And Diana says Peyton is more charismatic. I think all true. Eli is funny, but it's the aw shucks. You never saw him coming, you know, Eli.
I think Eli has been funnier on the Manning cast, though.
His role is a little funnier.
Yeah,
because
like
Peyton's a more serious
bird,
football
cursing
guy.
Randomly. Like, I think we think of him as like kind of maybe doofy, but he almost seems now more stoned. Like, he just doesn't care what's going on the show. He'll just say or do whatever. And I kind of like that kind of funny, like humor, like
I know.
Randomness.
The only problem with the Manning cast is they've got to get in the same room because they talk over each other too much and they still don't know about going to commercial. And these are kinks that should have gotten worked out many, like after season one. It's not the pandemic anymore, thankfully.
Could I have sold you guys John Kruk? Are there any John Kruk fans, or is that just a Philly thing?
No, Kruk's funny.
Yeah, like he's like a euchre type. I like former baseball players. There's like a certain former baseball player kind of humor. I don't know why to describe that.
I think it's a lot of time spent, a lot of downtime. Yeah. Like, baseball players masters at killing time.
Like
Keith Hernandez the same way.
Keith Hernandez, I think he's hysterical. I'm not a Mets fan, but he cracks me up. Like, they're just so bored. They're trying to say anything to make each other laugh in the eighth inning.
But also Keith and, like, I was just thinking about John Madden. Like, you laugh at John Madden, but is it almost because he's accidentally funny or is he actually funny?
Well, those guys have the credentials, though. John Madden was a Hall of Fame coach.
Right.
Keith Hernandez should be a Hall of Fame player.
But Hernandez is almost, like, goofy and then it makes you laugh. I don't know that he's not like a stand-up. Like some guys have shtick. Like Keith's just an airhead, and then you laugh at him.
Madden actually had lines.
Yeah.
Like had good lines like that. You know, to be honest, and I want the audience to weigh in here, we're asking what's the funniest athlete of all time. There is literally a guy out there who's a former athlete who's doing stand-up and it's Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
He like is going to comedy clubs and doing stand-up. That takes a lot of guts.
Is it good, though? I actually have no idea. I've never seen it. But by the way, John Madden had lines. Yeah, right. He was like, then boom, then turned Arkin. And like, he had no lines. He was saying nonsense for half the telecast.
Birdie's in Florida. Birdie, who's the funniest athlete of all time?
Well, it's old school. You got to go back and watch some old Johnny Carsons. But the guy back in the day who was like the Euchre of football, like the Bob Euchre of football, by the way, Bob, of course, is a great one, is Art Donovan. He was a Colts player.
That's a good one.
Back in the 60s and 50s. Yeah, and Donovan... He was just a funny dude, and he would always be out and about doing shows and stuff. And he told this really funny story about how they were hacking around in the hotels in the next room, like filled a shower to the top somehow, sealed it up, and filled it with water, and it fell through the ceiling, stuff like that. So
he was great. That's awesome. Birdie, thank you for that one. I remember a couple Art Donovan appearances from Letterman. I don't remember Carson, though.
Yeah,
he made a couple Letterman appearances.
Right, I do. Art Donovan, I remember, everyone talked about him like that. Was he in the Miller Lite commercials? I feel like if you're talking about 70s athletes, like that's a definition of who was funny. They were all, because Terry Bradshaw was doing funny things, and Bob Euchre was sort of the spokesman for Miller Lite. Was he the guy?
Yeah, he did.
And Madden, I think, was in that. So, like, all these guys. I just pulled up one. There's a Bob Euchre print commercial for Miller Lite. Great ball players drink light because it's less filling. I know. I asked one.
Well, also, Bob Euchre, who I picked as funniest athlete of all time, also had a sitcom. I know Alex Karras had a sitcom, too, but Mr. Belvedere,
right? Alex Karras was, what was that?
Webster.
Right.
Yeah. Mike Ditka was a coach on a kid show or a sitcom, too. He was a gym teacher. Remember that?
I think he was in Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell, right?
Yeah. The Miller Lite. John Madden was great on Miller. He was really funny, too. But coaches, I guess, don't count.
855-212-4227. That's the great debate today. Who is the funniest athlete of all time? Who did we miss? Let us know. We've also got plenty of actual football for you, including... something that came across our desk from the college ranks. Something about this just doesn't smell right. We'll get to it next.
Two words for you. Steve Nash and Chris Paul. Must-see TV.
That's more than two words.
You didn't say two words. You said quick to the point.
You just said I got two words. Steve Nash and Chris Paul. Must-see TV.
See, that's why
TV.
I messed up, because I was trying to think of two words. I could have said that. Okay.
Two words.
Nash and Paul.
That's three words.
That's three words.
By the way, we're debating the funniest athlete on the Maggie and Perloff show today. Welcome back. You got to give Ernie credit as a straight man. To be funny, you need the straight man.
Yep.
Well, Maggie, you did Bob Euchre. Remember in the movie Major League, that guy sitting next to him who never
Monty?
Got best colored guy in the business? Yeah, didn't say a word, right?
Yeah, they're about to win the pennant. And it's all exciting. And he goes, Monty, got anything to add? And he goes, nope. They don't call him the best color man in the business for nothing.
Yeah. So you need a straight man. And that's why I'm trying to claim Shaq, Charles, Kenny, Ernie. I get them all in my great debate.
Yeah. Thank you. Who is the funniest athlete of all time? As Perloff said, we'll quickly go around the horn. Perloff said Charles Barkley. I said Euchre. Nico went with Eli Manning. EJ went with Michael Irvin, and Bogish went with Peyton Manning. So that's kind of who's out there. Who did Cap say? We got to get Cap's response. Sure is in the chat, holding things down at youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. He said Alex Rodriguez equals unintentional comedy. I guess. Yeah, we want people who aren't trying so hard. Dana's in California. Dana, good morning.
Hi, guys. Love your program, as always. Maggie, you got to get to California so you can go to a De La Salle game with me.
I've been lucky enough to cover a De La Salle game when they came to New Jersey many years ago. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, we'd love to have you here. Funniest athletes of all time. I don't think we can bypass. I'm not sure if it really constitutes athletes, but, man, the 80s WWF, the one-man gang, the Persian, the Iron Sheik, Ravishing Rick Rude. Man, they made me laugh when I was a kid, and they were always so over the top. I think that they belong on the list.
Dana, I don't know if you're big on social media, but the Iron Sheik on Twitter is a must-follow.
He passed, right?
Oh, did he pass away?
Well,
are you kidding?
Can I say the greatest tweet I've ever gotten in my life?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
The day I left the Dan Patrick Show, I got the Iron Sheik, respect the McLovin.
Oh my god!
But I honestly think he saw McLovin was trending and he thought it was the other McLovin.
That's okay.
Yeah. But and I was so proud because, you know, I'm a child of 80s wrestling and the Iron Sheik was a big deal. But I don't know if, you know, listen, I don't know if it's patriotic to say he was funny. The man was an enemy of the state.
Yeah, right. He just has, like, I'm so sorry. I had forgotten, I guess, that he had passed away. But he had always had this tweet that was pinned to the top of his profile that said, "Take a minute out of your day to be nice to someone, you dumb son of a."
But by the way. Not to disagree with Dana, it's a great call, but Rick Rude was not funny. Ravishing Rick Rude, was he funny? I can't remember. I feel he's so right, by the way. The 80s wrestlers, I don't think you get away with some of the stuff they were saying.
No, you don't get away with some of the stuff from the 90s or early 2000s.
Even now is borderline, to be honest.
Anthony's in San Diego. Anthony, who's the funniest athlete of all time?
Hey, guys. Got to give a shout out to Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's a chess character. Interview at the end, I water all over.
You know, Anthony, we're having a little bit of a tough time hearing you, but we did get Ryan Fitzpatrick, and when he was shirtless at the Bills game, Bills playoff game, when it was like 2 degrees out, he certainly got a lot of fans.
Yeah, no, Fitzpatrick is generally really funny on Amazon. But the funny thing is, he'll get a little serious once in a while. He has to go full Barkley, and I don't think he wants to go there.
Yeah. I don't think of him as the funniest of all time.
No. He's definitely one of the funny, and he's got a great personality. He went on this huge rant against Brian Callahan, the Titans coach, for chewing out Will Levis yesterday. That was like the opposite of funny.
Yeah,
so
actually,
he'll get there.
The funniest part of Ryan Fitzpatrick's career is the guaranteed money that the Bills gave him once upon a time. That was hilarious.
Wait, he's like the third best Bills quarterback of all time, isn't
he? That's also funny. let's go to Kevin, is our pal in San Antonio. Kevin, who is the funniest athlete of all time?
The funniest, I'm old school, and good morning to everybody. I say Muhammad Ali with Howard Cosell.
Yep. I mean, those were classic interviews, Kevin. Fantastic. And Ali was the king of the zingers, you know, the one-liners. And it's such a shame that we got robbed of that, you know, because he could have been like a Barkley type, right, who's weighing in on everything, not just about their sport, and who was so revered, much more revered than Barkley, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, also, obviously, very serious parts to Muhammad Ali's career as well. Yeah, he very much, I think, Barkley, in a way, takes part of his act. I actually know that stuff more from movies and stuff, how he was with Howard Cosell, but that's pretty incredible. You don't have that anymore.
Lee is in Indiana. Lee, who's the funniest athlete of all time?
I had a thought about Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds is hilarious. He's in so many funny movies, and he was a great college football player.
I realize he never made it to the pros, but who's had a better career in you know, comedy movies and that kind of thing than Burt Reynolds?
Lee, it's a great pick. Thanks for calling in and making it. Burt Reynolds is a fantastic choice.
Can I hit you with a random Bills trivia, by the way?
Oh, gosh, sure.
I say that Ryan Fitzpatrick was the third best Bills quarterback of all time. Of course, that's not true. But of single seasons, the number one of all time in yardage was Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly is also amongst the top.
Who was the third?
Fitzpatrick has the fourth best single season of a Bills quarterback. Who is the third quarterback to...
Can you give me an era or no? Is it really old?
It's not really old. It's a bit of a one-off.
Is it Flutie?
Nope. He's on that list. But you never really think about this guy's Bills career. He came with some expectations. Tall man.
Oh, it's our guy.
Wine.
Yeah, from the Patriots. It's
Drew Bledsoe.
It's Drew Bledsoe, yes. Drew Bledsoe was so, it was...
He threw for 4,400 yards one season in Buffalo, but they never really did much, right?
No, I don't think he made the playoffs.
Yeah, anyway.
Drew Bledsoe, it's always weird when you get your rival's cast off. You know, it's like, this is like when the Bills hired Rex Ryan. It's like, who thinks this is going to go well?
Yeah, because obviously Brady had taken over.
Brady held most of the passing records in Buffalo for a lot of his career.
Oh,
that's sad.
That's me. Now Josh Allen is rewriting the record book in real time.
Yeah. We got a good one from the chat here. We're asking who is the funniest athlete of all time. We're getting some Terry Bradshaw.
Very funny.
Hilarious.
But then again, that got to a point that Bogus had earlier. Are you laughing with him or at him? I think that's a key distinction here.
I think Terry is in on the joke. I don't think he thinks he's some serious figure. And we're all just pointing and laughing at him. I don't see it that way.
No, that's true. But is he unintentionally funny sometimes?
Well, he kind of plays up this sort of, you know, farm guy, whatever, like
country bumpkin.
Country guy, yes, exactly.
You know, I had a nominee. EJ, why didn't you go with your guy, Chad Ochocinco?
So one of the reasons why I didn't was because I always pick him.
Yeah.
It's like
Bellotti with
Bruce Bochy. Yeah, he's also hilarious.
I didn't want to become a Bellotti Bruce Bochy guy. So, like, I was really considering Chad, but I was like, you know what? Let me go to an older receiver. I actually wanted to go Adrian Broner. But it's like, he's hilarious, but it's so non-PC. To find a clip from him that I could play on this show would have been impossible. So I didn't go that route. But Adrian Broner is also, to me, just a ridiculous
person.
But
if you're going to go boxer, you got to go Ollie. Daryl is in California as one we have not mentioned yet. Daryl, the funniest athlete of all time is who?
Well, the guy that I think is one of the funny, if not the most to some people, is Gronk from the tight end that used to play for the Patriots.
Gronk?
And I think you guys made a point earlier about, you know, you don't know if you're laughing about what he's saying or you're laughing at him. But especially in the USSA commercials that he does, where he goes, you know, I'm special. And I'm like, yeah, you sure are. You know. So, but anyway, that's my suggestion.
Daryl, it's a great one. Gronkowski is definitely funny. People will say, oh, he's playing a character. I'm like, I don't know.
Again.
If he is, it's very convincing.
This whole, I have to be honest, and I love USAA if they ever want to sponsor us, but why they chose Gronk as their spokesperson and he's not even eligible for USAA is one of the great advertising mysteries of all time. It seems to work.
I think it does work.
And they keep tripling down. Now they have a Sam Elliott and Gronk in the middle of a football game. He's playing pickleball. He's like, no, you're complimenting my server, talking about my insurance policy. What is going on with Gronk and USAA?
I think it's the best move they ever made.
Probably. You know what? You're probably right. It's just funny. You know, they had Ron Rivera, and they had, I think, Peanut Tillman, who was guys who have connections to the military, but Gronk, not so much.
Chuck's in the chat, Yogi Berra, an OG, Yogi. All-time funny. Perloff got to work with him many years ago.
Yes. I tell all the time I have two funny Yogi lines. Do you remember?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I get to say them again. Good. Bogus, you might not have heard them five times. I said we were doing an intro to Bad News Bears Take Japan, and I said, have you ever been to Asia? And he goes, no, I've been to Japan, though. And the other one was a sort of a Jewish thing. Came in on a Wednesday morning to the Yogi Berra Museum to do our little production. And he said, I went to a bar mitzvah last night. And anyone who's Jewish knows bar mitzvahs are on the weekend. And he described it for about 45 minutes. And yeah. I realized it was a Seder he was talking about.
That's hilarious.
I think about him all the time, though. I thought about him this weekend. I think about him all the time. There was one line. I was really annoyed. I was at Wegmans and it was too crowded. I'm like, no one's going to come here anymore. It's too crowded.
Yeah. It's a great
the
yogi
greatest
line.
Yogi line of all time. And it gets late early here. Was he in on the joke? I still don't even know. I don't think he was. I think his brain just worked in that weird sideways way.
Yeah, I don't know. I never got a chance to meet Yogi, so I'm not sure. But his granddaughter has obviously come on with us, yeah. Lindsay, right? And I don't know if he was in on the joke, but man.
But I mean, like, if you come to a fork in the road, take it.
All time lines.
Brilliant.
Bogus is here with headlines. We'll get back to your calls in a moment and keep them coming. The funniest athletes of all time. Bogus, what do you have?
Pearl, Maggie, there's no need to stop believing. Not done yet, but the Mets now have a two-game cushion on the Braves for the last NL wildcard spot. They hammered the Nationals last night 10-1 with Pete Alonso going deep and driving in five, and then Spencer Steer did them a huge favor in Cincinnati.
1-2. Fly ball to deep left field. Laureano going to go back. This is trouble. Back to the wall. Gone. Into the first row by Spencer Steer. And the Reds have the lead for the first time tonight, as it's now 6-5 Cincinnati.
That's on Braves Radio. Atlanta blowing a 5-1 lead, losing to the Reds 6-5. Arizona failing Colorado 8-2. They've lost 4 of 5. The Diamondbacks now tied with those Mets for the last two wild card spots. The Phillies, meanwhile, kept the Brewers from clinching the NL Central with a 5-1 win in Milwaukee. Phillies' magic number for the East is down to 4 games.
Do you realize what's happening? This feels like the Mets and Phillies could be possibly on a collision course to me in the playoffs. Do we go to games? How do we approach this?
I don't know what we do as a show for that. It's one thing they play each other so many times a year, but that we kind of get past that.
Right.
We're kind of split on the show about Mets Phillies. I don't know what we do in the playoffs.
I think we have to go to the games, have bets going. I don't know. Possible tattoos.
The guy whose team is the number one seed wants to do the bets.
It's baseball. Do you know what the number one seed is worth? It's a Subway fare. That means nothing, and you know it.
Okay.
I mean, the Phillies, look at the Diamondbacks won the NL last year, and the Phillies did the year before. They both had like 88 wins. The Mets are fine. I'm not doing
said
any better.
No one ever in history.
But you realize the wild cards are way more dangerous than the division winners.
Well, I'm not even listening to this.
Yeah.
I'd almost prefer the Mets not to make the playoffs so we don't have to deal with playing your Phillies in any round.
Oh, really?
You're going to be insufferable.
I saw this big story about how the Phillies desperately want to avoid the Diamondbacks and want the Mets. I'm not really quite sure because they lost to them last year. I do not want to see the Mets. Losing to the Mets would be so painful because you guys are playing with house money.
I know. You might have to just do the show from home for a while. We're going to be insufferable because it's like 4-1. Or Nico, you're a Yankee fan?
Oh, no, I'm a Mets fan.
Yep,
He dressed like a shortstop.
Oh, yeah, you were in the Keith Hernandez jersey yesterday. What am I talking about? Okay, so Chuck, you played Don't Stop Believin' by Journey because I don't like it.
Oh.
I told you it's my least favorite 80s song. Chuck is in the chat who said, if you nail Don't Stop Believing at karaoke, you're not going home alone.
Yeah. Ooh,
facts.
It's funny. I know one of the karaoke bars I go to, they actually banned Don't Stop Believing and Sweet Caroline.
Thank you.
You have to pay to perform it.
I like this place.
It's a great place. I was like, wow, they must really get those requests a lot. Those two songs and Bohemian Rhapsody, you cannot go there and perform unless you want to pay $20, $30 or whatever it is.
It just reminds me a little of the scene in Wayne's World where he goes to test out the guitar and he starts playing something and they point
stairway.
To the sign. No Stairway.
Yeah. Can we just go back to EJ's sentence of one of the karaoke bars I go to? How many do you go to regularly?
Do you have karaoke?
I love karaoke.
Me too. It's what I do with my college friends.
The main one that I've gone to the last few years is the one I'm talking about, but there's one in Queens.
You guys don't do karaoke?
No.
No.
Oh, it's the best.
You're missing out. The problem is we do this with my college friends, and then we realize the whole night has gone past, and we have not talked to each other about, like, how's your family doing? How's everyone? Because you're just so busy singing.
The time goes by also.
It
like
fades away.
Yeah, it just feels like it's double, triple time.
Like, all of a sudden, it's 4 a.m. and just stumbling out of there. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
I think EJ is the new Pete Pilati. Him and Maggie go into...
No, Nick Theodoro is the new Pete in that relationship.
Oh, does he like comedy sequels and things like that?
I forget what the thing was, but there was like 3 rapid-fire connections between the two of them last week when Nick was here.
Oh, wait a minute. Cap brings up something really good in the chat. Again, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Please sing EJ. EJ, I forgot. You're a terrible singer.
Oh, yeah, I'm awful.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I'm not great either, but, like, I'm definitely not as bad as you. You at the karaoke bar must be a nightmare. I hope
you guys get
your own room.
So, well, yeah, I think only one time I've actually done, like, the public thing, but I actually performed a rap song.
Okay.
So,
there's certain songs you're terrible at, but you probably have your go-tos.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't actually gone in a while because of the pandemic, quite frankly. But, like, yeah, there are certain songs that I have go-tos. If I'm doing public, I'll do a rap song. In a room, though, yeah, like, I love, like, you know, Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, but
like,
your Sweet Caroline
Larger Than Life is my go-to for karaoke.
Your Sweet Caroline was, I mean, you know that we love you and respect you. It was an abomination. You butchered that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I felt bad for, like, Neil Diamond.
I felt bad for us.
I have no
Red Sox fans.
Wearing the fact that I'm a bad singer. My mom's been telling me this since I was literally 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, that's
like, she's like, baby, you cannot carry a key.
But somehow you still have a lot of confidence, which is also.
By the way, also, you said one of the karaoke bars I go to, and you haven't been to a karaoke bar since before the pandemic. What are
it's
you talking
dangerous.
About?
Well, for a while, it was dangerous. Like, they're mad packed. Like, I didn't go. Like,
even I've been to karaoke bars. I said, I don't do karaoke. I've been at least three or four times since the pandemic.
You just acted like I was crazy for going to karaoke bars.
Well, I mean, I go because of my kids at, like, parties and stuff. But you haven't been since before the pandemic. You're not a karaoke guy if you haven't been in 5 years.
I mean, I'm busy. I have a lot of things I do. I love karaoke, though.
That was a faux karaoke guy.
That was a flimsy statement.
What? Are you guys serious?
One of the karaoke bars I go to, and you haven't been since 2016?
No.
You don't know the rules anymore.
First of all, it's more like 2021, I guess. Like, right? Like, pandemic was 2020. Like, yeah.
Man.
I do love me some karaoke, though.
855-212-4227. EJ's got his weekend plans. Back to the karaoke bar.
I guess I have to go this weekend now. Thanks, Perloff.
He's going to have to choose between the many that he frequented back in 2009.
They miss you so much.
I was going to say,
EJ, where have you been?
Oh, thank goodness.
I think you got this wrong. I think they see EJ coming and close the doors.
I go, no.
And the shutters. Just like, oh, no.
That's why they banned Sweet Caroline, because you sang it once.
Ooh, that one's banned too, EJ. Oh, so's that one. Oh, so's that.
The whole Backstreet Boys catalog is out now.
Oh, no. That then I'd be
ooh,
toast.
And we're closed. Sorry. Try again tomorrow.
It's like, oh, did they close in the pandemic? Like, no.
It's like those old Westerns when, like, the outlaw comes in and I just, like, close the shutters, close the doors.
And I love the way...
tumbleweed goes by.
Of all the things that were dangerous during the pandemic, you're like, karaoke bars in particular. That was...
That's my line.
Fauci used to get online. He's like, whatever you do, do not sing karaoke.
Listen, they're crowded, okay?
You got on the subway, but you're like, karaoke? Because, you know, you're projecting your voice.
Can't do it with a mask on. Doesn't land the
same. Right.
Okay, greatest? No, not greatest. That's not the question. Funniest athlete of all time. That's the great debate for today. You can weigh in with your selection. Bogush, thank you. Got a lot more that we have not gotten to yet, so this is great. Keep them coming. Also, we've got a question for you. It has to do with college. It has to do with a new policy that's being put in place. And quite frankly, we don't like it. Get it to you next.
Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
Of course, the immortal...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Muhammad Ali, we're asking who is the funniest athlete of all time. Got a lot of great options for you between us on the show and then some of the great submissions that you guys have
Can
had.
We also acknowledge the reason we're talking about this week? Is it Jason Kelce, who's not on anybody's list because I think people had too much Jason Kelce over the last month. But Jason Kelce, you ever heard the story of how he got engaged? That is legit funny.
What was that story?
His wife's like, well, we got to his... parents' house or something, he had to run in, said he had to use the bathroom, and she said he came back too quick because he usually is in there for 25 minutes.
I do remember that.
She's like, gross. She's like, he was funny. I think he's getting a little overexposed, but he is genuinely funny.
Yeah, him and Travis, and, you know, I think Travis is pretty funny, too. The podcast is funny, but the funniest athlete of all time, they have a long way to go. Long way to go. But
you're going to get plenty of Jason Kelce in your life, so we'll see how he does.
I know. I'm already annoyed by it. Chris is in South Carolina. Chris, who's the funniest athlete of all time?
It's got to be Conor McGregor. I mean...
Another Eagles fan, by the way.
His press conferences, his post-fight interviews, I mean, this guy, I mean, even his opponents, I mean, he has them laughing when he's talking smack to him, like, you know? And, like, just based on his, you know, his humor alone, I mean, he's transformed that whole organization. I mean, everybody, he moves the needle. I mean, people love to see him. I mean, it's crazy. He's super funny. Do you not agree?
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing about Connor. Chris, it's a great call by you. Connor's like a troll. That's his humor, right? He's like a professional troll. We have a clip from Connor. Here he is.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the he wants.
That's the Connor's the defiant troll. You know, sometimes some of the stuff can get a little, like a little distasteful when they're trying to sell fights and stuff. It can get a little personal. Some stuff is tinged with a little bit of race stuff, but he's got this larger than life personality, and what he's done for the UFC is crazy. I had another fighter. I thought Chael Sonnen is really funny. He's not obviously as famous as Connor, but Chael is hilarious. He's on Jim Rome all the time, and he brings it. He does the smack off. Dude is legit funny.
Did you guys see Conor McGregor with Big Dom this weekend? Conor McGregor was at the Eagles game and wearing Eagles jersey. Like, he's all in on the Eagles. And he's a legend forever in Philly now. The one thing the caller said, like, Conor McGregor does seem to connect with people.
Definitely.
Like, there was a report that he somehow found a way to, like, shake every hand in the Eagles bar. His popularity is crazy. And I do agree, there is some stuff that is distasteful about him, but there's definitely a connection.
Charles is in Maine. Charles, good morning.
Good morning. Hard to argue with Ali as the answer to this question, but I'm going to stick with Yogi Berra. And I do think at some point along the way, he became aware of his persona and the character that had been created. Because my favorite Yogiism is when he said, I didn't really say all the things that I said.
Yeah.
I didn't really say all the things I said. And I want to add one more point about Richard Dawson, if I have a couple extra seconds.
Oh, yeah. We were doing our top five game show hosts of all time.
Well, I don't know if this has been clarified since then, but I think the movie Perloff was thinking of is The Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, that's what I said, right. I said The Great Escape, same movie.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but also Lee Marvin and not Steve McQueen. But a few weeks ago, you guys had a great debate about the greatest mic drop by an athlete leaving his sport or retiring.
Mm, yeah.
And in the Dirty Dozen, Jim Brown was in that movie.
Yeah.
And Art Modell was fining him for not showing up to training camp, so he retired.
Oh, I didn't know that fact, Charles.
That was, he had just led the NFL in rushing, and I think he'd be the MVP for like the third time, and Modell fined him for not showing up at training camp, and he retired.
Wow.
I'm going to do this movie, and he did. So anyway, interesting piece of trivia there. Great show. Love talking to you guys.
Thanks, Charles. Appreciate that. Obviously, Jim Brown retiring still in his prime is something of lore, but I didn't realize it was specifically tied to that movie. I've actually never seen that.
Well,
movie.
Yeah, he wanted to be a full-time actor. You've never seen Dirty Dozen?
I know. It's on me.
I mean, Jim Brown did a lot of movies. I was recently watching a bio of him. I mean, he did a ton of work over there. Some more Yogiisms, by the way. You know, it ain't over till it's over is probably his most famous line, but baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical. I think he's sort of one of the most famous useful idiots. He crossed way over his sports. Do you guys remember? You do not remember. When I was a kid, there was Baseball Follies. Do you remember that show?
No.
The host was a guy. It was basically bloopers.
Yeah.
And it was great. There was a guy named Jay Johnstone who played on the Phillies and Mets. Anyone remember? He was John Kruk before John.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like a comedian / baseball player.
Anyone, he hosted it? No.
He hosted it, yeah. Okay. And he did all ESPN. Anytime there was a funny show on, they went to Jay Johnstone. but I think he played in the 80s. No one?
I don't remember that.
I remember that show. I remember it being a thing.
I remember when Marv Albert used to make appearances on Letterman where he would do sports bloopers.
Yes. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was funny.
All right. Anyway, Jay Johnstone. Anyone who's really old want to call in and share?
No, we're good.
Is Hawk Harrelson funny? Like those guys? Are those are the Homer baseball guys are always kind of funny.
I mean,
Harry Carey was funny.
Harry Carey, I think, was kind of. He had to be kind of in on it, right? I mean, once Will Ferrell is spoofing you, you have to kind of understand, right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know about Hawk Harrelson. I mean, I know him from his famous put it on the board. Yes, yeah. But I don't know if he was actually very funny. You know, Vin Scully, do you consider Vin Scully funny?
No. He was not funny.
That's why he was a great storyteller. But that's why I feel like Bob Uecker is my choice for this because he was funny while broadcasting and all of that. Not to mention the acting.
Yeah, if with the Phillies, we had Richie Ashburn, who was really, really funny. I think all the old school guys had so much time to kill. His game's just 3.5 hours on the road all the time, getting hammered, meeting women.
Man, can I tell you, and this is not like it maybe intentionally funny, but a funny story. Have you guys seen this new podcast? I sent it to you guys yesterday. It's called Raw Room. And they have like random former football players and stuff, guys who you definitely remember their name, but they weren't like super like guys of distinction. And there's these two. It's a King Dunlap. Do you remember? He played offensive line. Mm-hmm. And I got to find the other guy he was talking to. And they talk about being at a and Kevin Minter. And they're talking about how they took edibles before a preseason game.
This is the same podcast that Brandon Jacobs went on and said that he was smoking crack before or cocaine before a high school game. He ran for 300 yards.
Yeah, right. And did it that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, these. I guess this podcast has really cornered the market on these like random drug stories. But they tell this story. King Dunlap tells this story about how he took like an edible, I guess, at the halftime maybe of a preseason game. And as it's kicking in, he's on the bench and seeing the lights from the stadium, like all of a sudden start getting brighter and brighter. And he's like, has this crazy drug experience in a preseason game. Kevin Minter is talking about how someone was trying to make the team. He is on an edible. He's super stoned. Someone else gets hurt, carted off the field, and he can't stop laughing.
Oh, man. He's probably lucky none of the cameras didn't go to him. Because that would have been a whole story.
Then he said he's just in the locker room trying to collect all of his stuff, and he was so stoned he like couldn't get his bag together.
Yeah.
Silly. Okay, lots more to do. Maggie Perloff.